It's time for today's daily devotional, and it's good to be back with you today. I had thought a lot about, as a matter of fact, during our traveling, what I wanted to do, which direction I wanted to go next. And I always say that usually God just leads the way. I'm just kind of the messenger delivering. So that's kind of what has happened again today, because I had a direction. And then, of course, the direction was changed because I could feel that it just wasn't quite the direction we wanted to take this week. So this week, we're going to be talking about all scrambled up, tossed, turned, twisted, and still blessed. Today, we're going to focus in on the scrambled pieces. And a little bit of this does have to do with some experiences I have recently been going through. But just going to let you know, every morning I walk into the station, I have this mini Rubik's Cube. And actually, I got this working at a car dealership, won a contest or something. I don't know. They do these fun little games. And so anyway, I had this mini little Rubik's Cube. And it sits here in the control room. And I don't play with it anymore because, well, I'll be honest, I probably couldn't get it back the way it needs to go if I did mess it up. But it makes me think about when we were younger. And remember, it was a simpler time back then. I can remember when Rubik's Cubes actually came out. We thought it was really cool. Like, oh, wow, we've got these little square cubes that we can play with, twist and turn and toss. And then, of course, test our intelligence to see about putting all those colors back in line and back together. Do you remember your first one? I think I probably had a bunch of those. They were everywhere. And they were also something you did not want to step on in the middle of the night. I can assure you of that. Not that I did it, but I'm pretty sure I heard my mom and dad scream at least a few times over that, which led to me getting in trouble. But you know, the excitement around these cute little tile cubes clicking into place, it was a confidence that you had as a kid that built it up. You knowing that you could fix it, you could twist it, turn it, scramble it, it didn't really matter because in the end, you could fix it, you could make it right. And it's funny how that same little cube hits differently as an adult, because now when all the colors get scrambled up, I look at it and think, nope. Not today. That is too much. And a part of that is because my patience is gone and the desire is gone now. But I do still keep it and I still look at it and I still admire it from sitting here. But the confidence that I once had for solving the Rubik's Cube is just gone. And isn't that exactly how life feels sometimes? Like you really try to fix your financial mess or your emotional wound, or maybe you're having a physical struggle right now, the stress that just doesn't seem to let up. And somewhere in all of that scrambling, we lose our patience, we lose our will, and we lose the energy to keep trying. We start to believe that the situation is too far gone. It's too twisted up. It's too complicated, even for God to reach into and fix. But here is the truth. It's not. His hand isn't reaching down. And that's something that I think we can't perceive it sometime. Perception, meaning that that is the way we interpret or understand something and how we see it in our mind. But the opposite of perception is misinterpretation, misunderstanding, blindness to what is actually happening. And when all we can really see is the misinterpretation of God's silence, his timing or his method, We naturally assume because we think we know it all that he's not working. We assume that he is not close to us and we assume that he is not listening to our prayers. But what if, just what if the scrambling isn't the disaster that you think it is? What if the pieces of your life that you're dealing with right now that feel out of place are actually being aligned for something even greater? What if the struggle you are battling through right now is the very thing that God will use to guide someone else, to strengthen someone else, or to shape someone else for his kingdom? Your trouble isn't wasted. No, not one twist, not one turn, not one scrambled corner of your life right now. God does some of his most impressive work in the mess that we cannot make sense of. And sometimes it's all because we think we know it all, and we don't. It's in God's timing. Just because you can't see his hand doesn't mean it's not there. And just because the pieces look out of order doesn't mean that they're out of his control. Scripture from Exodus 14:14 says, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. So today, ask God. Ask God to help you perceive things differently, not through the lens of frustration, stress, or fear, but through the lens of faith, believing that every scrambled tile is still in the hands of God, who knows exactly how to bring everything into place. And while you're thinking about it today, think about it. Where do you need God to shift your perception today so that you can see His hand at work? I have a list, and it's not short, but I can promise you I'm going to pray on it today. And hopefully you will do the same. As we go to you today in prayer, Father, thank you for meeting us in the middle of our big scrambled seasons. When life feels so confusing and overwhelming, help us shift our perception so we can recognize your steady hand at work. Give us the faith to trust that nothing in our life is wasted. Not one tear, not one setback, and not one challenge. Teach us to see our troubles as opportunities for your glory to shine through and for your purposes to unfold, not just in us, but through us, and strengthen our heart and calm our mind and guide our steps from here on out. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.